Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. Born and raised in Baltimore City, I know far too well the impact that chronic disease can have on my communities and communities like mine. See, all of my parents and grandparents have at least one chronic condition. And by the time I was 27 years old, I also struggled with hypertension. In Baltimore City, it's a common story. Many people have aunts and uncles with yellow eyes and amputated legs who suffer from diabetes. Or mothers and fathers where half of their body is disabled by a stroke. But growing up in Baltimore, I didn't necessarily realize it was a problem. It wasn't until later, after attending Howard University and obtaining my bachelor's degree in sports medicine, that I started to notice how chronic disease looked in communities, what it meant, and also how I could use exercise to impact that. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to work at MedStar National Rehab Hospital in Washington, D.C., where I had to do an orientation for 3 months working side by side with a therapist, working with people who had been affected by stroke and brain trauma. And one patient in particular would always refuse therapy whenever we would go. But this particular day, I went in with the therapist and he started to refuse therapy again until he saw me, and he did not know who I was, but I looked familiar to him as a young Black man in that space where you don't see too many young Black men. And he started to have a conversation with me, and he asked me, could I take him to the store? And I told him that he was in the hospital and that he needed to exercise. And so he agreed, and for the first time had decided to engage with us. The therapist that I was partnered with was amazed that I was able to get him to work, so much so that she asked me to come with her every time she would see that patient from that point on. It wasn't anything special that I did, but just that the patient saw someone familiar to him that encouraged him to want to engage. And it was at that point that I realized that my purpose was aligned with helping people get better using exercise. I realized that there needed to be more people that looked like me working in the healthcare space. And so I went on to move back home to Baltimore and start a post-rehab exercise program at Good Samaritan Hospital in Northeast Baltimore. Now, in this program, I work specifically with neurologically affected patients like people who have stroke or Parkinson's disease. And I would use exercise to essentially help them become more functional and to just get better, to have a better overall quality of life. One of my patients in particular, at the time when he started the program, could barely walk 150 feet, and he used a wheelchair to get around. By the time we were done, he could walk a mile with his walker and a half a mile without using a walker at all. And so at that point, I knew that we could not only impact just people who have infected neurologically, but chronic conditions as a whole. And it prompted me to start my company, More Waterco, where we use exercise treatment to help improve health outcomes for people with chronic conditions. Now, I wasn't really sure how all of this was going to work out or how it would balance work with a new business or how I would reach people in my community and help them get better. And then 2020 came. And when 2020 and the coronavirus pandemic happened, everyone was in a, kind of scatterbrained, in a fury, didn't know what was going to happen, afraid, panicking. And we knew once again that people with chronic conditions were most likely to be impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, and they were most likely to be killed by the pandemic or by the virus. And at the hospital, I wasn't allowed to treat patients because outpatient services had been essentially shut down. And, I didn't know what was next, but what I noticed was that my community decided to be resilient. For the first time, I saw community members flood the streets and get exercise by just walking, going to the lake, finding new ways to be active and connecting with the rest of their families. And it motivated me, and I decided that this is an opportunity for me to affect change. And at the same time, I was also presented with the opportunity to come to Cary. So all these things happening at the same time, I was motivated to leave my job and run my company full time so that I can help people during the pandemic get better using exercise. And when we look at the coronavirus pandemic, there's so many negative things that come to mind, but there is a silver lining. And I think one of my silver linings was the motivation that what propelled me to act. And in doing so, I was able, I started to go into people's homes and to help them get better. And so right now I've been able to treat two stroke patients in their homes, and they are improving functionally. I also have two patients with blood pressure issues who've been able to normalize their blood pressure using exercise. And I'm excited to see how many more patients I could serve as I continue to do the work. Thank you.